Do people have appendicitis attacks anymore?
Yeah, it's not outlawed. You're still, even in this government, you're allowed to have appendicitis.
But do you hear of that anymore?
No.
Right?
People don't brag about it anymore.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Growing up,
I had my appendix removed.
Do you have like the scar?
Yeah.
Really?
But I don't have the actual appendix.
Because they got it removed.
Yeah.
You got it removed.
You should put it in a keychain and we can sell those.
Put it on people's purses. You put on ice or put it in like a...
Like the you know, that
solution.
Liquid formaldehyde, I think
that
it's
That you see
called.
Like little sharks in sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should just give people a piece of you this Christmas.
That's a new
You
Lububu.
Can have like your appendix removed as a sign of love.
Huh.
You know, people went on these trips, like climbing Everest and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They may proactively remove their appendix.
No.
Yeah, because if they have an attack while they're traveling, not going to make it. You're going to get labubu'd.
I don't actually know what the appendix is for.
Nobody does.
So do you
you're
think evolution-wise, like it's going, like people, more and more people that are born are going to be born without
Eventually.
The appendix, right?
Eventually.
You know, for the longest time, I was telling people that your pinky toe was curved like that simply because evolution-wise, like we don't need our pinky toes anymore. So eventually...
They'll just merge?
You're just not going to... People will start being born without pinky toes. But I don't know where I heard that, but I don't think that's true.
I don't think so either, but I'll help you spread it.
Right?
Just keep telling me. Just own it. Be like, yeah, that was my little prank.
Are there any other things on your body that you think are going to be like, eh, what do we need this for? It's going to be gone.
Obsolete?
Yeah.
90% of it.
Just gonna
it's
be
all
going
to be on the internet. There are movies like this. People
really?
Will have full relationships on the internet.
Oh, like, yes. But
it'll just be
has
like,
to be behind the computer.
Yeah, or it'll be with a chip. Touching your same dopamine receptors and everything else.
Wow.
Physical touch.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Translates into a feeling.
Hmm.
They'll just put the feeling right into your brain.
Do you actually think, though, the whole... chip thing in the brain, like
who's the oldest person in your family?
My grandpa.
How old is he?
90, early 90s, so
okay.
90 something.
But when you go back
100
years when grandpa
papa.
Was about to be born, when papa was about to be born,
papa.
What was happening with cars 100 years ago?
Not much.
There were horses attached to them.
Right.
So
and buggies and
so
women with big skirts and stuff.
Yeah, they still have those.
Yeah.
Where they make butter.
Like cosplay.
You have a big skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Everyone has one.
Yeah.
But tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so
wait,
back
do, you,
in the
do
day,
you really believe that I'm telling my phone to shut off the lights in your house? Like, what is happening right now in his mind? Right?
Yeah.
There. You can take a plane to get from here to Australia in a day.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to each other with a video.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you literally can take this box out of your hand and speak to each other on the phone.
It is crazy. Yeah.
You can do anything with this thing. You now have a computer that is telling you what to do. Right?
Yep.
AI is telling people what to do, and we're doing what
it's
the computer
so
is telling us to do.
For that generation. They're probably horrified.
And you're saying, do I think in some period of time, will we be able to get a chip that you could put to feel sensory? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we could do that. Should we do it? I don't think so. But can we do it?
Yeah.
Sure. Just like now we have technology that can make somebody who couldn't smell for many years or couldn't see... Right? You're going and you're rewiring the brain to allow for that to work.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you do the same thing that stimulates the parts of your brain that get triggered by touch
that.
And smell? I agree.
Do you
but
want that?
But imagine, no, but I'm not in a long distance relationship.
Right.
You are.
Yes.
So right now,
if
you are speaking to your boyfriend.
Yep.
You can't smell your boyfriend.
Correct.
You can't touch your boyfriend.
Correct.
You can only speak and see.
Yes.
So what if there's a company that came out with this sensory thing?
Yeah.
That wasn't creepy.
Sounds creepy.
But it'll probably be creepy.
Everyone, they'll use it for the creepy, like their
creepy stuff.
Yeah.
But,
stinks, but
it would be, it would make it easier when you weren't together.
It would, but then you'd be so chronically together. Everyone would.
Yeah.
Like too much togetherness.
We already are.
Yeah. I have.
We're always. I'm at least I'm not a polygamist.
Polygamist.
Look. You have two people
that you carry around with you. Yeah, but they're just nice to carry. I just do it for the phone cases. Can you imagine?
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing in there. Those are just stickers. They're empty cases.
But yeah, I think that is scary. So that's what I think will happen.
I think, yes, it will get to that point. See the movie WALL-E? You remember that? How many years ago was that? The Disney movie. Everyone's overweight in these like hoverboard wheelchairs.
Robots, right?
No, humans.
I haven't seen that.
But they control everything with the screen.
Like a cyborg?
And they just sit there.
Yeah.
No, they're not in a cyborg. Seriously? They're like in a chair like this that floats around and they're all overweight because they don't do exercise.
I don't think we're going to get
to that
point.
And they watch a screen and they hit a button and food comes and then they hit another button to talk to people and communicate.
Yeah. Okay, well, when I was in college, this was like at least 5 to 10 years ago, let's just say.
Yeah, let's say.
Give or take.
A window.
It's like good to keep people guessing. You never know.
Yeah.
There was a lot of conversation around virtual reality.
Yeah.
VR. Those little headsets, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that was going to change the world. Everyone did.
Yeah.
It has done actually nothing. It has not come that far from where it started. Of course, I'm sure it has a little bit, but like it still makes you dizzy. It still doesn't feel realistic. It's still not exactly 100% because there's still a human involved. Like there's still human that needs to be involved. And I think you just can't get rid of that unless you got doctors like wiring in the brain. But who's going to want to be the first trial?
Someone who's going to die if it doesn't happen.
I know.
Like all trials.
Big sacrifice.
That's what happens. They're like, all right, try me. I have nothing else to.
Maybe it's going to be like a mouse or a rat though.
That's all done first.
I know.
Then they get to human trials and they're like, who wants to go next?
How the heck is a rat going to tell anyone what's going on in that brain?
It's got to be Mickey Mouse.
Mickey. Oh boy.
They should do it to Mickey Mouse. Oh, Minnie.
Oh, Minnie. Don't touch me there. Minnie, stop it. Minnie,
put your gloves back on.
Come on, Minnie. Does Minnie wear gloves? Probably. You know, I thought they were brother and sister.
Minnie has to wear gloves.
Why?
You don't know what Mickey's.
Because of the sun? Hee hee. Jackson. So what are we talking about today?
I don't know. You tell me.
Trick question. We're going to call this, are you allowed to be mad?
Are you allowed to be mad?
Yep. So I'm going to give you a couple scenarios or a few questions.
Like someone does something and whether you're allowed to be mad?
Yes.
Okay.
Your partner posts a photo where they look incredible and you look objectively terrible. So if you look terrible and Sheena posts a photo of you guys together, are you allowed to
be mad?
Would
I be mad? I feel like that's a better question for you because Sheena doesn't post any pictures of me.
Yes, she
does. My emoji always looks nice.
You're so lucky.
Some of them is not even me. You've been in those photos as me.
That's true. So a few.
So, don't tell I know. People. Anytime you see my arms looking a little bit less hairy and a little bit more buff, it's probably Lauren that you're looking at.
That's true.
If it's the feet, you can't tell the difference.
Because both hairy
feet. We've discussed this. We're both hobbits. Okay, so I would not. Would I get mad if she posted a picture of me? Where I didn't look great, I wouldn't get mad. I think she would not get mad, but she would be like, why did you post that photo? If there was a photo of her where she wasn't looking as good as she might be looking in another photo.
Yeah, because she looks objectively so great.
Mad. I don't think she'd be really mad. It would just be like, hey, you had a better option that you could have selected. I think we would not be mad.
No.
Maybe your generation gets a little bit more mad about these things,
though. I would just be like, what the hell are you doing?
Like, why did you do that?
Like, what is going on? Like,
does it matter how many people even see it? Like, is that relevant?
Yeah, I think so. I think this actually is a better question for, like, a group of women. I know being on a girls' trip, like I was over the weekend, we took a lot of photos, right? And there's always this thing where it's possible that obviously there's a lot of group shots.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to look incredible. Not everyone's eyes are going to be open.
Right.
It's sort of like judgment call. Like I never will post a photo of someone objective if they don't look their best.
But you're deciding.
I'm deciding. Because I'm usually the photographer.
So what if I think I look good? and then you don't post the photo, then I know you think I looked ugly in the photo. That's why you didn't post it.
That's correct.
Oh.
But I'm looking out for your best interest.
Right, but I'm like, this is my best.
But why do you think I'm ugly, Lauren? Best, I promise.
Oh, you know already. They've given you the proxy of like, she knows when we look good. They trust you.
I'm the one that takes a lot of the photos on these trips, so and I they love know. Doing it.
Yeah. So if they look bad in one of your photos,
they won't.
They know they looked so bad that this was the best. And then that they probably don't even want to go on the next trip because they're like, I'm with these five gorgeous women who photo after photo look amazing. Yep. And Lauren, my best friend, even with her three phones and all her technology, couldn't make me look better than this. I need a new friend group. I need to come down a notch.
But I do think that there is something with a lot of women specifically that, I mean, from my experience, like it's a very normal thing too, where you're just like, oh my God, did this person not see anyone else in the photo and was just looking at their face, but everyone else is doing some like...
Yeah. It's very interesting because we live... I mean, our lives are a little bit different, but not as different as people think.
Yeah.
Compared to 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But now, I think there's this amount of resilience that's been built up because of the number of times Sheena's been seen, I guess.
People know what
different
she
looks like. Yeah. Like in makeup chairs and hair and carpets versus... at home, exhausted.
Yep.
And I think in a way that's made her care a lot less about those situations.
Totally. And I admire that about her.
But it's crazy to say, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know the count. 18, 15, 20? Like there's some large number of millions of people that on some platform or another are going to be seeing her.
Yeah,
so
a lot.
If there's a bad... There's like... a bad frame in every video. There's a bad photo in everything.
Yes.
And for her, it's... I just don't think she would get that. It's just not as big a deal anymore as maybe it used to be. Which is funny. You love that about her.
Oh my gosh.
But you could do the same thing with your own friends and be like, yeah, it's fine. Put it up. I don't care.
Right. I think we
but
are...
people choose not to.
We are so critical of ourselves.
Yeah.
Sheena is genuinely... like, I've never met someone more... I remember when I first started working with you guys and she just would take the phone out and you guys would be recording. Like there was no thought of, oh gosh, my hair might be crazy. I might have my retainer in or, you know, like it just was such a refreshing thing to genuinely see the naturalness that she feels. And she's so beautiful, but like it doesn't even matter. Like she just radiates this like confidence in her. That also like translates even when she doesn't have her makeup on. But I think a lot of women would not be comfortable. Like she's she's an anomaly. I'm telling you, she's really awesome.
She would be tearing up to hear you say that her confidence was something that's,
she
feels like she doesn't have confidence. She does. She knows she has a lot more confidence now.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so relatable because that's a work in progress while she makes these decisions, while she says, okay, I'll put this up. You started filming when I was in the bathroom in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, why did you do that? But I like the video. And then the fact that it doesn't change in any way the way people perceive her. In fact, they see her more positively.
Yeah.
Is instead of thinking it's amazing, maybe it's something more people just need to do.
I agree.
Like realizing that how you wake up and how you leave and...
your real self.
Everyone is different,
right?
So I think we just leaned into that a little bit more.
But I do think it is so easy for, because women do compare themselves to each other online. And if Sheena will ever see like one negative comment, which is far and few, like there's barely any, but that will stick with you out of the a million, like, you know, however many positive comments there are, that one comment on like your hair that day or something will bother you. But she really, I don't know. I just think it's really awesome because not a lot of women are like that. So
I don't think she had a choice.
She didn't. You like, took in the a camera way, out and got in her face.
Well, she could have not put it up.
I know.
And then she made a decision. She's like, no, I'm going to lean more into the authenticity and reality of what it is. And the reason we did that is because we have young kids.
Yeah.
Or they were young when this started. And we don't want Zara to see a world that looks different on her mom's like online presence versus what she sees every day. And the phones make it easy to do those things. So that was sort of part of the calculated decision too, to just make it match, make it be authentic.
I love that.
Because that, like, we had that conversation with Zara just the other night, right? On our vulnerability episode, we're explaining it to her and this and that. And she's like, what? Like, the idea that you and Sheena have insecurities to her doesn't make sense, right? Which is amazing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it also normalizes a lot of things that she's feeling.
Absolutely.
Which is really cool for her to see.
And I think the more people do talk about and open up about things and, like, obviously their insecurities, it just becomes more normalized. And it's like everyone's dealing with them. Why are we all pretending we're not?
No, I know. I don't get it. It's silly. I've never understood that.
I know. It's a weird world.
What do you do if someone is flirting with you? Do you have to report that to your significant other?
No. I will, though, every time, because it's comical, and I'll usually call him after and be like, oh my God, this was so funny, you won't believe it.
Like the DoorDash guy.
Yeah. Or like or some whatever. Weird guy will, like I was at Whole Foods or whatever, and the guy was like, please be easy on me, but just, do you have a boyfriend? Like, it was like,
respectful type?
All respectful.
And then you're going to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Do you apologize for being in a relationship in that situation?
No,
I feel like you apologize.
I respect and appreciate anyone who will go out of their way to be polite to someone and go out of their comfort zone to introduce themselves and to shoot their shot, essentially.
Yeah.
He did it very, it was very kind, very,
This is the Whole Foods guy?
Yeah.
I thought you made this up. This is a real story.
No, this happened like 2 days, But like these things happen.
What were you, where were you? Were
in
you
Whole
in
Foods.
The baked foods area? Were you getting cake?
Green apples. I've been on a green apple kick, getting green apples. And he just was, you know, I could tell he was going to maybe come up to me.
Fruits.
Yeah. But it's a normal thing. A lot of women experience this. And I think I am such a, genuinely, sometimes I wish I wasn't so like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I am, you know, because
you're you're almost like disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry to let you down that we can't be life mates.
I think I have to be better about like being
ready.
A little more firm.
I know you came today to Whole Foods with the expectation to find your bride. I'm sorry, it's not going to work today. Really, really feeling it here for you,
sir. I took one look in that cart and I said, no.
No, not for me. You go put that cheesecake back, sir,
if
you want to talk.
Drop down and give me a couple push-ups.
So then you call?
Yeah.
Does he report that back? Guys don't get hit on nearly enough.
Probably not.
So like if guys got hit on more,
mm-hmm.
I think we would be excited to tell you because it's such a rare occurrence.
And it's like funny. It's so entertaining. Cody always asks when something like I tell him every single time because we also have that relationship where like we trust each other so much that and we're best friends. So it's like I want to tell him these things because it's like, oh, I freaking respect this guy for doing that. Actually, it was like not the most comfortable with people everywhere. Everyone's staring and it's like,
did he propose?
Yeah, he got
down on
his knee.
He did.
Yeah.
Did he have a ring pop? How did it work?
He found some bit of produce. Something. They have mini plums right now that look just like big.
Poke right through.
Yeah.
Nice.
But flirting is a...
Just... I don't think Sheena...
Does she flirt?
She doesn't know she's flirting.
I know.
That's
it's the best.
Problem.
She's so sweet.
She has no idea.
No.
But she doesn't tell me if someone's flirting with her.
I don't think she knows.
She doesn't. That's the issue. She's like, oh, there's this really nice man who asked me to marry him. And then I told him I was already married. And we're like, oh, okay, but, you know.
There have been
like,
a few
times. Really nice man who invited me to his Winnebago. But I didn't have time.
She has no clue.
She doesn't understand.
She's
or
like, oh,
no
this
one's
nice
hit
man.
On her in like
no, they have. I've
10
been
years.
There.
Yeah, and she never reports.
Yeah. But she's so innocently like, oh, this is such a nice man. Like, she genuinely is just like being
like,
a kind person.
She's very interested in knowing what I'm doing this weekend.
I would get in the middle of it and be like, all right, nice to see you. Take care.
Yeah.
Take care now.
Nice.
Yeah, don't worry. I got your back.
You got my back.
Always.
I'm not worried.
Oh, you shouldn't be.
But I don't know that she knows.
She doesn't
when
know.
When someone's flirting with her.
She doesn't know. That's adorable.
So what is she supposed to do? So she never tells me.
I do wonder if some guy came up to her and was like, and she was in Whole Foods and they came up to her, give her a little, excuse me, ma'am.
I'm flirting with you.
I'm flirting with you. I would like to, I would like to take you out for a slice of pizza. What she, I wonder what she would say. I think she would be like, no, no, thank you.
She'd just be like, I'm lactose intolerant. Like she wouldn't even understand what's happening. You would have to be so blatant.
Like, I would like to ask you out on a date.
Yeah. Like it would have to be very like, by the way, I'm assuming you're single.
Mm.
I too am single. I'm looking for,
I'm assuming you're single is such a jab.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh. Yes. We have no game. We're useless at this.
What would your pickup line be to Sheena if she was at
the Whole Foods?
Yeah.
I don't even know. This is like you're asking me to count in Mandarin.
You probably could do that. I think you speak so many languages.
I could probably. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something suave. If people have some like, what are lines that have you been impressed by?
It's not really lines because that it gets like the lines I think do get corny. I think It's just the open and honesty of the situation that and probably like the works energy. Well.
Yeah.
I think has more to do with it than the physical thing that the, or like the thing that person says.
You, me, these two green apples.
Yeah.
Parking lot. It's a 2-for-1. Buy one, get one free. BOGO apples.
I like that.
No, I don't know what I would say either. To her.
But flirting, it's harmless.
So you report it. Yeah. You report it immediately. Yeah. It happens everywhere you go.
I know some people that believe that that will get mad at their significant other.
Just for existing?
Kind of.
It's not even in their control.
I know. And that's not
You should at least have to go on 3 dates with the Whole Foods guy before it creates any sort of a riff.
3.
Yeah. Okay, 2? Fine,
maybe
2.
1, you can just go to the benches in the front of Whole Foods and
like,
eat your plums.
You'd be like, I didn't realize until the end that it was a date. I thought he was just curious as to what I did
feel like that
for
would happen to Sheena and she would have no idea.
She's probably gone on a few dates that I have no idea about.
I'm sure she has. Dinner.
She's just like, oh, that's nice.
I thought he wanted to record a song.
I love this. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, I'm going to give you a few. Are you allowed to get mad if your partner is running late and says I'm 5 minutes away, but they're still inside the house?
Like,
are you allowed to get mad?
I'm at home. She's in the bathroom. We're supposed to go meet you. And she picks up her phone. She's like, oh, Lauren, yeah, we're 5 minutes away. And then she hangs up and I'm like, dude, we're still home? Or is she telling me?
She's telling you, which is... You guys have found my lying. Friends,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah. So she's telling me, oh, I'm 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, 10 minutes later, I look at her location and she hasn't even left the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's objectionable offense.
Yeah.
Not because of the 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. Because of the lying.
Yeah, like don't lie about
just
it.
Just tell me that you're still at home and you forgot.
Yeah.
Right? Like I would much rather you say, I'm so sorry, I forgot I was supposed to meet you there. Mm-hmm. I got stuck at home.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Then lie.
What's
about
the
it.
Point of that lie?
Well, I think people would lie for fear of their significant other getting upset written in the, on the spot. Or
you're still going to be late.
I know.
But so it's just going to get
postponing
worse.
Postponing the
but
fight.
It's making it worse.
I agree. I'm not defending this because I've definitely done this, but not in a way where I've meant. I haven't said, like, oh, I'm in the car, I'm on my way while I'm like in the bathroom in a bathrobe.
Yeah.
But I will say...
You wear a bathrobe?
No, but like a lot of people do. So candidly, I was like, okay. Yeah. Just, you know what? I take that back.
You forgot that you wore a bathrobe?
I have one and I've worn it a couple times. So I'm trying to do it more. It feels like a
is
spa.
Is it like the towel bathrobe?
The plush one.
Plush, but can it dry
no,
you?
No, awful.
So you have to use a towel and then wear your bathrobe.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but you air dry.
With the bathrobe, with the plush one.
No,
the plushie
after
gets
a shower,
wet.
You air dry.
You always air dry? You just spin? Is there a spin cycle?
No.
Like you just leave, it's like when I floss on the mirror, you just leave water everywhere?
No, I have found that this is an odd one, but I put lotion on the wet skin and I just let myself.
You must fall everywhere.
I don't do it on the
Isn't
bottom.
Isn't that a hazard?
Not the bottom of my toe, of my feet.
But when you come out, don't you just like slip
Wait, how
on
do I
things?
Come? You come, no. No.
You just put your plushie on, covered in
dry,
wet lotion.
I make sure I'm dry enough in the shower before I get out. Like, it's off, like, shower's off.
Like, you just shake the water?
You dry faster than you think.
Do you use, like, a hair dryer?
No, I don't even own a hair dryer. It's a hair drying brush.
You just stand there until you're dry enough to put lotion, and then you put your...
No, lotion on the wet skin.
Oh, lotion
I'm soaking
for
wet,
wet skin?
With
I didn't even know this
all
was a
lotion
thing.
Can go on wet skin.
Really?
That's when your pores are open, when your skin is damp and like or wet.
I didn't know
you
this.
Put it on right away, similar to like when you wash your face, your pores are like open. So that's why it's nice to like put your skincare, not all skincare, because some can't be put on wet skin, but most can get, you pat it into your damp or wet skin, it can penetrate even deeper.
This, you are sharing the knowledge. I think a lot of people don't know this.
Really?
I'm going to ask Sheena to throw away all our towels.
No, because...
Her towels.
Her towels. Oh, yeah, wait, you share
I'm
towels.
I'm going to tell her to... Well, we have two towels.
Yep. Just the only two towels ever?
There's only two that hang at a time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we have more.
Have you ever used your towel?
I'm sure. We don't know whose towel is whose.
Yeah, they're same color.
Yeah.
Does there ever matter? Makeup on one of them?
No. She uses a different
yep.
thing for makeup removal. But she actually doesn't use a towel.
Yeah, that's
for
good.
Makeup. She uses that those cotton.
Yeah, cotton rounds.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder like what if someone like used that on their body and then you're wiping your face on the towel?
No.
Oh, me neither.
You know why? Because the towel, mm-hmm. like just say you start with your face.
Okay. For what? Start with just your washing
face.
Your face?
No, you finish. You came out of the shower.
Okay.
You wipe your face.
What do you mean?
Like you dry your body.
You dry
what
your
do
body.
What do? You start with your body and your face is just wet?
I never dry my face. I never.
You don't touch your face.
Mm-mm.
Like you guys don't know that Lauren's 15 years older than me. I think we've figured out the secret. You just have never touched your face. And like it's been 7 years since you've touched your face.
No, I do,
of course.
You
use like water, but you don't use like a towel. Towels are prison.
I sometimes will like dab underneath. So, but I love, when my face is wet, that's perfect time to put my skincare on.
So after I shower, the first thing I do is dry my face.
Really?
Yeah.
Not the body?
No. Face.
Wow. Okay.
Because the towel,
yep.
You start with your face.
I already understand what you're about to say.
Then you move all the way down.
Because it's going to drip down?
I just go in order from, I follow gravity.
But your hair is still wet, so it's going to still get the body wet.
My hair doesn't, it's not like
okay,
you.
Okay, fair, fair.
Yeah, this takes like 2 seconds to dry.
My hair goes up in a towel first.
Yeah, so you deal with that
yes.
first. I will go from the top down.
Wow.
And then there's no regard for where all the towel has been. Because then the towel resets.
Yeah, right?
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because that same towel, you're using it 3 times.
Yeah.
So don't pretend like your towel didn't touch you in the other places yesterday. And you don't know which side touched which side of
it's
you.
It's a weird thing to think about.
Like, towels forget. Mm-hmm. So that's how it works. You can wipe your whole body. Mm-hmm. As long as you start with your face, then you could do the rest.
Oh.
Or in your case, the neck or whatever.
Yeah.
The jowls.
I have jowls.
What is jowls?
Jowls are like...
And they go... Arr.
No, jowls are more like here.
Like the strength of the jaw?
Or like...
The under jaw.
Kind of. But what about when you're visiting or you're at someone's house and like they have like public towels? There's like a towel hanging there. Like I've been in
your
bathroom.
I think that's just for hands.
And I've had to wipe my hands on one of your body
towels.
I had to. You didn't have towels.
Oh, we didn't have another towel.
And Sheena was like, it's fine. Just wipe it on...
Yeah.
I don't know what I just touched.
You know? And I don't know either. Nobody will ever know. But the towel forgets. So don't worry.
I like that.
The towel has no memory.
I like that. Every
if
time I think
dry,
about
it's
it,
dry.
I like that.
It's like a reset.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to a hotel.
Yep.
You don't know who slept in that bed. Doesn't matter. It's been laundered. It's a reset.
It has been laundered.
Yeah.
The towel hasn't.
That's true. But it's the cleanest we've ever been.
Most of the time.
I would think. Hopefully.
How did we even get to this? I don't even know what the question was. Remember how you sent me a photo of you with a book that says ADHD or something?
Yeah. I almost bought it, but I forgot.
That's
I
it.
I just left it there.
That
ran
was a
away.
Zinger.
I saw someone with ice cream.
That'll distract me for days.
This you have stuff in here.
Yes.
Okay, I have some of these questions.
Okay.
But I have to ask you these because they're not even part of my...
They don't make sense?
They don't make sense for me anymore. Your partner likes an attractive ex's thirst trap photo. When we had exes, there was no photos to like anywhere. I would have to go to their house and like take it off the wall and put a thumb on it physically.
Let's change it to just a like a hot influencer's photo. Just a general. Doesn't have to be an ex or anyone specific.
How would I even know?
You can see.
I would have to go find on the internet that same hot influencer.
Sometimes.
How am I going to do this?
In your reels on Instagram, yeah. You can see what people that you follow and are engaging with often. You can see a lot of the reels that they're liking.
Okay.
On the one of the pages that you have. Not the Explore page, but the
right,
other
right,
one.
Right.
And so it shows up oftentimes.
So
and
what would happen if a reel pops up and I see that it's some muscle guys and it says, Sheena Mawani liked this reel?
Yes.
I would think you did it. Because probably you who liked it.
Very fair.
Are we actually living in a world where we think the people we're with are not going to find anyone else on the planet attractive? Like, is that what we're trying to sell for? I think that's crazy.
So I think because when you guys got married, there wasn't this world of Instagram allows for like a lot of, I would say, secrecy.
Yeah.
And a lot of what you could still call.
Do you want to see the stuff that comes ends up in my inbox sometimes?
I know.
It's fascinating.
But I do think there's a lot of, and there's been a lot of discussion online too about, you know, is your partner looking at all these like photos right, of these right. women and, you know, right. what classifies that as being like, you know, they're cheating, but not technically, like there's right, very right. blurred line sort sure. of. So if your significant other, I wouldn't want Cody to be following all yeah. these like really hottie Bugattis.
Yeah. And that's like, what we call them? Hottie Bugattis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he respects me enough to not be doing that.
Right. It's like, why are you spending all your time?
Yeah.
It's like surfing pictures of women on the yeah, internet. Like you go on Google and search, but nobody does that.
So it like, feels you're like doing disrespectful it on Instagram. To me, your significant other. You know it. What I mean? But yeah. I do think some people also don't realize that and who they're following. I have no idea who I'm following.
And they're also liking all this stuff on top of it all.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, here's this influencer woman who is jumping in some waterfall somewhere, and Cody's yeah. like, oh, I love that.
Yes.
And then he's like, oh, Lauren, I want to take you to this waterfall.
Right.
And even it's like those videos where they're like, oh, what number was on her jersey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
it's like that kind so of funny. Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
But like, again, people can have like a reaction. Like, I'm not saying like to not, like everyone's going to find people attractive in the world. That's crazy to not. But I think it's sort of the way that you act on like, it.
Save it for Whole Foods.
Yeah, or be, like, I don't
you
know.
You don't have to do that.
Just you don't
public.
Need to like act on it in right. a public, it's a, like in the Instagram's world. The most public thing yeah, yeah, right yeah. now.
Everyone
sees
it. So
just be respectful,
it.
That's all.
Right, I hear you. Okay, what about this one? Your partner still has old romantic photos with an ex on their phone. Why does that have to be old romantic? Why can't it just be like,
that doesn't,
I could just mean any photos.
Like that
if there was
me.
In a moment. Really?
Because
it's just there.
I don't like, think
this
they're
is,
actively
this is
when
anthology
they,
of life. Like you're not actively be, curating the photos.
That might be a hot take on my end. And I think a lot of people might disagree.
Yeah. Like it's in the favorites.
Well, if it's in the favorites.
It's like a screensaver. It's on rotation
yeah,
with you
crazy.
And other things.
I'm coming from the place
my
of someone.
My wife has the craziest screensaver.
Yeah, I did
ever.
That.
I know.
People love it. Well, I mean, I love it. Everyone wants to see the photo. Maybe
I know.
One day. But no.
Maybe one day.
We keep it private.
Yeah.
For the
Just the three
future.
Of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In case we're in a bind, we sell
it. And my kids.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Who enjoyed it too.
They loved it.
They're so like, weird. What the hell is this?
It's so funny. It's so entertaining.
It is funny.
I will say though, when Cody and I like were officially dating, I didn't go back through every
right.
single photo.
Like, hey, I'm gonna go
to surf
this.
And to make sure.
Right. It's just there.
Because it's not important,
it's not
but it's part of my story too.
Yeah, it's in the past.
Yes.
What if you have a framed photo in your house, but it's really high, you can't reach it? Do you have to
How
take
big?
It down? Small.
No, take
wallet
it down.
Size.
It's kind of weird.
It is weird, right?
Like if
digital photo.
It'd be weird.
You would leave, but
I would just
printed
be like,
photo, it's like, that's why do we have
why
a
do we still have that here?
What if it's a picture from Christmas 2016?
With like a whole family
the
thing?
Whole family and the person's in it.
That's
and
okay.
you love it. Great photo. You'd leave it up. You wouldn't even like put a Rudolph face sticker on
oh,
the
Oh no,
guy.
I would for sure. But
you would.
That's how
yeah.
I am. I would like
yeah.
put like, I would put like handsome Squidward's face on it, if you know what that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just makes sense.
Of course I know.
Yeah.
Why would I not know? I'm hip with
that's
it.
That's true. But yeah, okay. I think it's everyone has different levels of confidence in their relationship. And
yeah.
I think that is a conversation to have with your partner too.
I think that's telling.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing actually.
Yeah.
To not care.
Yeah. We respect each other enough to like
Say
also
it.
Have that conversation if we have to. If I'm like, yo, this is not it. Like he will
yes.
respect me to take into account what I say and make changes if I don't feel that way and vice versa. But
yep.
we haven't, I'm chill happened. With it. I'm cool.
Nice.
I don't know if this would happen, but they make a joke about one of your real insecurities in front of people. So like making, if your significant other kind of like makes a jab at you in front of like a group. Yeah. I know exactly that environment, that would feel like.
I totally get it.
Yeah. How does that feel?
I am more likely to be the one to do that than to have it done to me.
Yeah.
I think I probably have done it at some point. I don't think I do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I don't, at least not knowingly, because I can't even think of an example of what I would say. But I think if I did do that and Sheena got mad, she was right to get mad.
Right.
Particularly if, you know, if you do it by mistake, like you don't even realize that it's an insecurity.
Yeah.
Then okay, I understand that. Like, don't get mad. I didn't even know.
Right.
I'm of huge course. About like intent.
Yes.
Like you have 100%. To intend it.
But, communicate how you're feeling. Yeah, 100%.
But if I knew.
Yeah.
And I still did it, and I was like, "Come on, it's not a big deal," because I don't think it's a big deal. I think that's something that I've gotten better at.
Yeah.
I probably would have said that before because it's not an insecurity for me. And I think she's a lot better about it now too, but I don't think that's something you should do.
Yeah.
Like it's not that your partner is coming, you are the safe space, and then you take that and you put it in public and you flip it on them. That's that impacts trust at a level that, you know, is not,
I totally agree.
Prioritizing the moment and the humor with the friends at the expense of someone. So if it's not at their expense and you thought they would laugh it off and like lean into it, then I think that's actually a powerful moment.
Right.
Where other people are like, oh my God, can you believe he said that?
Yeah.
And then they're like, wait, can you see how she reacted? Like that was incredible.
Yeah.
But if they don't feel good about it, then I think that
it feels nasty for everyone too.
People don't feel good about it.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of situations, been in situations in like groups of people where I've seen significant others making fun out of, for a reason of like trying to be cool or funny, or it's a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's
everyone's experienced that.
Everyone.
And we know what you're talking about. Right? But it's like you try to think of an example and you're like, I can't really remember.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do. I can't really remember. But I know exactly the feeling because
your partner
like. It happens a little
too often after
your
that.
Your partner like shuts down a little.
Yeah.
And then you get home and it's like, why did you do that? And it just sort of blows up because you're really going to a place of.
Like
if it's a true insecurity, there's a vulnerability there that's, you know, beyond the. Like, I guess the average reaction to a comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good.
It's no good.
No,
but it's
do
a
that.
Really interesting, no, like, that. Relatable thing that I feel like people, there's not like a name for it.
Yeah.
But everyone's felt that way.
This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Your partner falls asleep in the middle of an argument. Have you experienced this? Generally happens between the hours of 2 and 3 a.m.
No, I've never.
No? We've definitely experienced that.
Who falls asleep? Like,
oh, it could be either way.
Oh, it could be either way.
Yeah. Probably more me because I'm the one that doesn't want to, I'm the one that doesn't want to talk about anything.
Yeah.
In an argument. Sheena wants to get it off her chest.
But it's so late.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough.
So it's sort of like maybe you went out or whatever and now it's, you're talking about it and I'm sitting there thinking, oh God, not now. Because it's in the room, in the bed. And now I'm like, oh, I thought we were going to be fine. Like, you'd be angry on your side. I would read my book and go to sleep. And hopefully tomorrow's a better day.
Yeah.
That's my solution. Like, head in the sand. And Sheena's like, this is destroying
me on
the inside. Like, I need to get this out.
Yeah.
So she'll start venting.
Yeah.
I will not respond. She will say, do you want to say something? Or are you hearing me? And I will say something stupid like, what do you want me to say? Because I'm just like, I abort mission, abort mission.
Hello?
Yeah. And then she'll say something else and then I'll say, okay. And then I'll just be like, oh, maybe it's done. And there could be like
some silence.
3 minutes that go by and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe she fell asleep.
You're like holding your breath. Like,
and I'm just like, don't move, don't move, don't move, don't move. And then sometimes she fell asleep. And at other times, she'll tell me the next day, that was really nice that you fell asleep in the middle of me telling you how I was feeling. And I'm like, I'm sorry. It was 2 a.m. I thought you were done. But now we're past all that.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you know?
No.
We don't fight anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you know about us?
did you make an app?
Yeah. Did we tell you about this?
No, but Sheena like mentioned that she was like, yeah, my husband made an app that helps with our communication.
When did she say that?
Last week.
After our last blow up, I was like, this.
What does a blow up look like? Oh, we break everything. Yeah.
Yeah. She throws my stuff from the window.
That's why we only have one vase left.
We have nets now. So you can't even throw every. You have to like cut it in small, small pieces and pass it through. It's not as cathartic.
More. No, it's not as, it doesn't feel as good.
It just feels bad when you feel like your person is hurting.
Of course.
So it was like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
And I told her something like, I will never understand you to 100%.
In an episode too. On the pod.
And we've said this over and over. Like, you just need to understand, I will never understand you and you will never understand me. It's like when we go visit foreign cultures, we enjoy the culture, we love it, the food's amazing, but you can't fully immerse.
Yeah.
Like you just, it's hard. You have a different makeup. And so I said this to her and I was sort of like, wait, what if I built something to better our communication?
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing some research and this and that. And about a week later, I created something. I did research on, you know, I have an undergrad in psych. You know, I studied psych back in the day.
No.
So I've always liked psychology, but there's different schools of psychology.
Huh.
This tool isn't about Freud. It's not about.
A Freud.
Yeah. It's not about, you know, your core ego and id and why.
Yeah.
It's a communication therapy. It's a coach. It's a partner. And it needs to understand me. It needs to understand her. And it needs to translate
to help
in a way that it can speak to me about what she needs in my words and speak to her about what I need in her words. So part of it is a full, you have to spend like,
time
45 minutes
to know you?
Put in. Yeah, I worked on like the onboarding. Like, who is Sheena? So this is actually something that if it existed, I would have gone. There's no reason for me not to pay for this.
Yeah.
But it's designed for my wife and for her husband. Like, it tells me. And there's a area for me to talk to it. Mm. There's an area for her to talk to it. Those are private.
Cool.
So it doesn't cross.
Yeah.
But the joint area has the benefit of both.
That's awesome.
So we can both vent, but then the coach brings both of us back.
Interesting.
And we've barely used the coach part because we haven't needed it, because I also worked in, like, she gives me feedback too, and then I put it in, but I included an exhale feature.
Cool.
So imagine every night before you go to bed.
Yeah.
You type in something you're grateful for from that day and something you need to get off your chest. Because my wife's system is to hold things in until she blows up.
Mm-hmm.
Now she doesn't hold anything in because I'm getting it. Meanwhile, I'm not defensive because I'm getting it in real time. I'm not getting it 6 days later, like on Monday you did this.
Yep.
So we can work through these things. And then it gives us, there's all these other things that I've worked into this.
That's so cool. It's because you both have very different communication 100%. Styles. So
and now it's like telling me, hey, do this for her.
Yeah.
Right. Help her with this. And I don't know what it's telling her. You have to acknowledge that your partner and you, no matter how much you respect each other, no matter how much you love each other, no matter whatever you want to say, you do not know each other 100%. And you will never understand each other 100%.
Mm-hmm. Impossible, yeah.
It's impossible. And that's where the little things that don't matter today, they start adding up and they matter tomorrow and then they build up and then someone or the other gets upset and then you have to reset it. And you're like, okay, you blow up, you argue, you get the feelings out. And then if you survive that, and many people don't.
A lot of people don't, I'm sure.
But if you survive it, that means you're willing to put the other person in front. Mm. You're like letting your ego take a step back. You apologize. You reset.
Mm-hmm.
The walls come down.
Mm.
And then the next stupid thing you do comes. And then the wall goes up, up, up. And Sheena and I both have very independent personalities. Mm-hmm. So our fight method is, I'll do it all on my own. I don't need you. Mm-hmm. We both are very independent. We're both in our own world. We can stand on our own.
Yeah.
But life's better together. We both know that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have lasted, right? We both have enough going for ourselves mm-hmm. that neither of us is like dependent on the other for anything in terms of joy or whatever. We're not like in one of those situations. Mm-hmm. We just both really, really know how empty that feels without the other. Yeah. So that's always been the saving grace.
Yep.
But I don't want to do the build up wall, all this stuff.
It's exhausting.
And it's exhausting and it's painful and yeah. it takes a toll on both of us. And now these tools are available that yeah. if you put in the time and the energy, all it's doing is, if I told you to translate it into writing, if you yeah. take out all like, the extra stuff. Tell me what,
like every night, if I
every
were...
night, write one sentence about what you're like, grateful
if
for.
If I do a my significant other, we yeah. both do the same thing and then we share with each other.
What are
other?
You grateful for?
Okay, what am I grateful for?
And what do you need to get off your chest? Which I love that word. I called it exhale.
I love that. I love too. That. That's cool.
So you feel good when you exhale. Oh, what I have to get off my chest. But the way it's written is I cannot good. See what she wrote and she can't see what I wrote until we both logged it and then it unlocks.
Oh, so you it's both not like have, you can't you're held
tailor,
accountable.
Yeah, you can't tailor. I can't respond to you in mine. Mm. And then I built a whole flirt feature. I built all kinds
of like
stuff.
Do you like a poke feature? Do you remember on Facebook you used to have this yeah. feature?
No.
You should build no a poke. It's so fun.
Well, if I send her a flirt, she gets a notification.
God, do a little poke. And then you get to choose a part of the body you poke.
Ooh.
That's fun.
But that's, the see, this like is what happens ear. When you live apart from your person. You yeah. just want to poke them digitally.
Yeah.
I just poke her in reality.
That's true. That's true. And you get to like see
but
her at
night.
But
it's not Tuesday.
But not Tuesday.
So I'll tell you what that, what it says on the top of that flirt page.
Yeah. God, I want to see
say
this.
Say the quiet part out loud.
Is there why, a photo
why don't,
feature?
Why don't people, no, I didn't put that in.
Oh.
Listen.
Hey.
You need to take a trip to Florida. There's some pent up energy that
I'm all
that
about
needs...
the business. Think about
I
could eat,
so I didn't put in the photos. I didn't put in all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because.
But it could just be a little like is, selfie. I'm not saying anything
this
bad.
This is super, super private, right?
Yes.
So it actually doesn't even live anywhere but on my computer right,
right.
now.
Right. Not anyone trying to access. Yeah. You won't have be able to,
it's not in the app store. It's nowhere.
We can hack it.
It absolutely can be built.
Yes.
I've thought about it. I think if I had a little bit of time, I would make it for like 4 or 5 couples.
Yep.
Get their feedback.
Sample
incorporate
group.
It. Mm-hmm. Clean it up. Mm-hmm. I'll show you after. Like you'll see. It's incredible. But it could still be tweaked.
Yeah.
And honestly, there's no. I would pay $100 a month for to this. Use this thing. I would pay $1,000. Like if
you're
I'm
killing everyone
I,
right
I
now.
I would literally pay for every day. I would say pay what you think it's worth and it would be more valuable.
Like a donation.
Yeah, you just pay what it brought to you in terms of joy with your spouse.
Wow.
Like what were you able to avoid? I have a thing that shows you how long you've gone without arguing.
Mm-hmm.
Like looking at that brings me so much joy.
That's cool.
And we've put in like stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like we've traveled, we've met other people, we've had family gatherings. Like,
yeah.
We have been using this for
not that long,
maybe
right?
3 weeks, 2.5. But it's, we went on a trip. Yeah. Like, we've done a long drive. We've had
been apart,
arguments
been together,
with
yeah.
like our kids and this and that. And we've been able to use it with perspective, right? So like, I'll give you one last teaser.
It's like you're giving people, hey, do you want this nice plate of cookies? Just kidding, you can't
yeah, I
have
know.
Them.
So Sheena will put in her goals, her energy for the day.
Cool.
I'll put in my
in
goals
the morning.
In the morning. So
I
and then we'll
this.
Get it translated. So it's telling me today, her mood's good, but her tank's a little low. Sleep didn't quite land last night. When she finishes that video, because she put in her goals that one of the things she wanted to do was to finish the brand video,
yeah,
which you know about.
Did she ever on me in this app?
No, not yet.
That's funny.
Make a real moment of it. Ask her what she made, what she liked about it before anything about what's next. and check in on her day unprompted at some point, then ask, rather than asking, what can I, or rather than just doing it yourself. So like, it's telling me how to check in with her, because her love language is words of affirmation.
Yes.
Right? So like, it's teaching me every day, based on what she has on her plate, how to affirm her.
That's really
and
it's, cool.
And what I otherwise am doing is based on my skills, which is, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
It's like, you have so much on your plate, tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. I'll get it out of your way. You'll be free of it. She's like, I'm not complaining about having it on my plate. I just want you to engage with me.
Right, right.
Which to my logical brain is like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, like just tell me what you need.
I have 100 things to do. Yeah. You don't want to do it? I'll do it. I'll do 101. No problem. Mm-hmm. That's how I show you my love. I do your
Yeah.
But she's like, I want to do it myself. I just want you to care.
To care that I'm doing
it. And I'm like, I care. I'm taking it off your plate. It's like, it's just,
it makes no sense to me. Yes.
I will never understand that, which is okay. Sheen and I are not a good example of the perfect couple. You've completely lost your mind if that's what you think. You don't want to be like us. You don't want to take these many years to have to build a tool. But you want that level of commitment.
Yes.
You want that? That's what you want. You want not the never giving up?
Yeah.
That you'll get that here. But if you think you're going to get this example of... Yeah. Here are these two people that never fight. They like always laughing with each other. You're looking at the wrong place. We're a very normal couple.
Yeah, totally.
And we just go out of our way to try to find ways
to make it better. To like
just make it better.
And, you're, and now you've if done we have these job.
Things available, like why am I not going to use that?
These poor people watching this
episode. Okay, we'll build it. I'll find a way to build it. I don't know, like the privacy side, like if I take all of your... pieces, there can be leaks that can be on TMZ one day. I'm gonna keep the photos
out. What am I gonna be in the future?
You're gonna
TMZ.
Send like pictures. I don't know what you're gonna do on this app. This is the problem. No. I don't know. Brown haired Lauren is very, very extreme.
Brown haired. I've always had brown hair.
No, well, this one in particular with the dark, the labubu hair. Look at that animal. Look, you think that guy is not gonna leak photos of you on the internet? For sure he would.
He's so cute.
He's a beast. When life slows down a little.
Which probably won't ever.
It will. It will eventually. Okay. There is so much promise here.
No, I can hear that. It's not even
the economics of it. Like, if the people around me can use this to make their own lives better, that alone is worth it.
That's cool.
I did the same thing with that other app.
Yeah.
Like, whoever wants so many to use apps it, use
and he's
it.
Not, he's gatekeeping all his apps, just, and they're like, genius.
Just use it, because if it makes your life easier, use it.
Yeah, but you could sell it for a big sum, big pot of gold, big pot of money.
I don't want the pot of gold right now.
I know.
I just want people to not fight about dumb crap, because they think
But you could help a lot of people.
They know each other.
This could really help a lot of people. And that's really awesome that you did that for the sake of your relationship, your family, the dynamic, because it impacts everyone around you guys.
There's no reason you couldn't use it like with your child.
Yeah.
There's no reason you couldn't use it with your mom, your dad.
What about a coworker?
Anyone. Like it's just
interesting.
You need to onboard that. You have to commit for it to understand you.
Right.
So that's where the research went. And like, how do I get it? Which studies? Like this whole love language thing.
Yeah.
That's great to talk. But there's not much science behind that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't.
Like, there's no. There's like, we do it. Like, oh, yeah, here, blah, blah, blah. It's like, but where's the science? Like, where's the actual science? I went down into.
That's cool.
Deep rabbit hole on, like, the actual science side of things. And then I have to stay on top of it.
Yes.
Right? Like, I have to keep going in to make sure it's functioning.
What if you just get an AI agent to just do it every day at noon?
You can try. But that loses fidelity over time.
Sorry, I'm busy.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I know I can make it better. So every day I make it a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better.
But it sounds like it's already made
it's absolutely working.
Like relationship, you guys are in it's a great spot because of it. So communication, figure out a way to communicate properly with your significant other.
Yes.
And they're not going to always be the same. More often than not, they're going to be a different form of communication. Just figure it out.
And the exhale is huge. That's very important. That was like my eyes lit up when I realized that's something I needed. Mm. I always lean on the side of gratitude. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's where it started.
Sure.
Like, okay, let's put the gratitude in. That alone will help you realize that whatever you're looking at is not that big in the grand scheme.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wasn't accounting for was releasing that pressure.
Mm.
So that's when I work that piece in. Because if you release it, it's gone.
Yeah.
It can't build up. Interesting. There's like, gratitude is like saying, be happy. It doesn't matter that you got the speeding ticket. Be happy that you have a car to be driving in.
Right.
Exhale is, okay, pay the ticket.
Yeah.
Move on. There's a difference, right? In one, you're like, I still don't want the ticket.
Right.
Like, I know that I have this car. You could call me whatever you want. Mm. Call me narrow-minded. Call me, you know, whatever you want. But I don't like that this happened.
Mm.
And then having your partner know, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to react.
Mm-hmm.
I can either support, I can ignore.
Yeah.
But the message has been received. That's like, cool. You know, I've seen it. And at that point, the system incorporates your exhale, my exhale, our individual communication channels, and meshes that with our communication style to essentially help us. And then there's monthly summaries and other stuff that I've started working in. But that's for a later day.
What happens if one of your admissions or you're getting your exhales is, I spent $50,000 on blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so I will see that.
But you'd be like,
right.
What?
Yeah, so then I think you go right into the joint session. Yeah. It's like it should be an automatic invite.
Yeah. God, this is a good app.
Yeah,
I wouldn't see cookies it. Cookies for you, but just kidding.
We'll figure it out. We'll get it there.
The advice might be enough.
The point is, you could always find a way.
You always,
this is very not, this is the most romantic, not romantic thing you could think of.
An app?
Right, like, is it romantic to say, oh, my husband couldn't even talk to me, so he built a robot?
Yeah.
That's super not romantic, but also maybe the most romantic thing I've ever done. That's, I don't, like, know which one it is.
But I think it's pretty, I think it's a genius idea for the way that you guys communicate, and is so necessary for probably the majority of people, especially the way that technology takes them out of communicating as well. This is like forcing people to communicate and just using it as a tool. I like it.
Okay.
This was fun. I hope everyone's enjoying their
hot, show you now.
Mysterious invisible cookies right now.
Yes. Okay, bye everyone.
See you later.